Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Rachel Bomberger, sitting in for Andy Bates, who's off being a dad.
He is off being a dad today. We allow that. It's cool. We have some really great stories today. We talked to a chaplain's wife in our first segment, which is really cool. It's fun to hear about people's lives, people's stories, how God provides for people. And this segment isn't a Lutheran witness segment, but that's okay. We'll let it slide.
I forgive you.
Thank you. But we are talking about how God provides for people and how people share God's love with hands of mercy. We have a great guest today, Greta Deegan, PhD, RN, Professor of Nursing, Program Director for the Master of Science in Nursing Program with Concordia, Texas, joining us by phone today. Welcome, Greta.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So, Concordia, Texas, in the nursing program has this fantastic new venture happening, and I think the rollout is today for this medical. What did you call it?
We call it lovingly the 3 M's, or the medical mobile mission van.
Medical mobile mission van. I love it. And this van. Tell me about what this van is going to do for the community around Austin.
You know, Sarah, we have such an incredibly unique nursing program here. It's probably due in large part to the fact that we have a smaller university and it's Christian-based, but we are able to make dreams happen, and one of those dreams has been to impact the community around us. It started around a round table when our president, Dr. Christian, was talking about thinking outside the box and how can we better impact community, and that we have a commitment as a faculty member not just to our students, not just to our university, but we have a commitment to the community at large to give back in some way. And so we've been developing these programs outside in our community that's pretty unique to Concordia, and I've been running them out of the back of my car. And my car is getting too small. So God somehow spoke to all of our hearts and made things happen, and you just know when his plan is alive in you. And we were able to work together with all sorts of teams inside of Concordia and outside who made this possible. And now we've got this incredible-looking van, and it is launching today, media launch today at 2:00. But we're taking it out into the community to replace my broken down car. And what we're hoping to do is we're bringing healthcare, nursing assessments, nursing health education by matching the expertise of our community health nursing instructors and our senior nursing students who in just a couple months are going to be nurses who take care of people, and the needs of the community around us, because who hasn't ever struggled with all the medication juggling or how to manage diabetes or what do I buy that's heart healthy at the store? And so our, you know, pairing our expertise and the students' will to give back to the community and the people's needs in our community just seems like a really great fit.
So what kind of services will be offered out of this wonderful mobile medical mission? Did I get it right?
The 3 M's.
And who will you be serving?
We will be serving anybody that needs us. Right now, we have a lot of partnerships in place. We visit wards of state of one of the counties locally in conjunction with a judge. We provide programming to one of the correctional centers here in Austin. We go out to crisis centers and park in the parking lot, because, you know, when people are in crisis and they're coming in and they're asking for money and supplies, there's also a need for compassionate care. There's probably usually something health-related behind the whole problems that people are suffering and working through. And so we're there on the side to help assist our partners. We work outside of food pantries. We work by parking ourselves up at some of the communities for refugees and immigrants in the community, and help them navigate the healthcare system. We can help with just about everything that nursing does. We have on board our van. We don't prescribe and diagnose. We're not physicians. We are nurses bringing the best of nursing to the community. And that includes health education, nutritional assessments, of course, all the basic body function assessments, biometrical assessments. And, you know, there's just that extra little thing that the Concordia brings to the table, which is spreading God's love and that compassion and care that kind of shines through our students, because they know that God's just working inside of us to be able to bring this to the community.
That is a long list of very, very incredible things that you're going to be able to do. And this is such a great service to the people of Austin. What is this going to be able to do for the students who are participating in the program?
I am so glad you asked that. You know, one of the things that I did when I came down 6 years ago was our new president had challenged us to think about and make our program different and unique in the community. And so we were able to do that. Instead of sending our students out to pair with a community health nurse, which is what, you know, most universities have to do, they'll find someone who's overworked, understaffed, underpaid, and just send your student to rotate with them. That's just the making of a disaster oftentimes, because the poor nurses out there who are already working to maintain health in the community just don't have all that much time for students. Mm-hmm. And so what we have sought out are partnerships with people who don't have nurses. So there are so many people in this community who need to hear from a nurse. They need that extra special education that we bring to the table. So I and the other nursing instructors become the nurse for that facility or that agency or that partnership. And then we can bring our students with us and allow the students to have first-hand experience in face-to-face contact with people who are a little different than we are and people who they will encounter every day of their nursing lives. But, you know, let's face it, a lot of times I know I grew up as a young princess, and I was completely unaware. I was wearing my tiara around, and I was completely unaware of what's going on and all the behind-the-scenes tragical things that happen to people. Mm-hmm. And they're people just like you and I. And that's not exclusively who we serve, but it certainly speaks to a lot of the identities of the people that we meet up with. You know, but for the grace of God, there go I. But for two or three salaries, all of us will be homeless. We know that from the research. So why not assist people to maintain their health in the community before they have to go use the emergency room as a doctor? And so we've built this program very carefully and conscientiously to be different, and to allow our students firsthand experience at giving back, sharing God's love, using their expertise to impact lives. And what that does for the students, it goes beyond anything I could possibly describe. Yeah, I think the best I could probably offer you would be a quick story if you want to hear it.
Sure. We've got 2.5 minutes.
Well, quick it. I had another young princess with me, and she was afraid to go down and take care of people who were experiencing homelessness, and she came up to me and begged and pleaded not to do it, and I took her with me anyway. She sat at the foot of a client who was offer medications and having a lot of hallucinations and was scared to death of us. And here's the student down at her feet doing foot care, scared to death of the person she was serving. And you know what? It impacted that student's life so much that that student now serves in the veterans, homeless veterans, as a living. And we later heard that the woman who she served was so impacted by that connection with the student, that a student would care enough to kneel at her feet, to wash her feet, and to give her health care advice, that she actually went and asked and trusted for the first time that people might be able to help her. So win-win all around.
Wow. That is...
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one of the many things that happens to us on a daily basis. Never doubt God is with you and alive in us every day of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got about a minute left. You've mentioned this a little bit, but how does this program help these students share the love of Christ with people? It's not just medical care. How does this enable them to show the love of Christ to their neighbors?
You know, no one is ever going to trust a healthcare practitioner enough to ask for help unless they understand that we respect them. And that trusting relationship is so vital to being a good nurse. It doesn't matter who you serve or where you serve. Learning to establish relationships in small conversations, in the way you treat a person, in the way you look into their eyes, in the way you communicate with your nonverbal gestures. Those are all things that students can bring to the table. And those are all things that I think people notice when we walk away. They are just amazed by the amount of compassion and passion for helping that our students bring.
Absolutely. This is such an incredible program. God's blessings to you and all of the students that will be involved. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Greta.
Thanks so much, Sarah. It was an honor.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour today. Have a wonderful weekend, Rachel, in Michigan.
I will.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Not going to lie. It's been great having you in studio, though.
Oh,
it's always fun.
Always fun.
The woman took over today.
She brought me coffee. How could I refuse?
I did bring coffee.
With Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.